Okay, we're not quite through. We got 2 or 3 minutes here to kill.
That's right.
And we're going to kill them dead, it looks like, this morning.
All right. Anyway, before you get started, if you have procrastinated later, this is a pretty good time. It may be good that people have waited this late, because by now, after we've had a couple of weeks of 100-degree temperature, you know, or, mm-hmm. and that's at 10 o'clock at night we're talking about, any of those plants that you thought were going to do well, any of those tomatoes, you know, that were about the size of a nickel that you fell in love with, that you thought were going to go ahead and mature and get large, you have quickly seen that the spider mites, because the spider mites, at temperatures like we've been having, spider mites will double their population every 4 days.
Wow.
So they've pretty well shown you that those plants that you thought you were in love with are a mess and need to be removed. So go ahead and tear those out. Yes, friends and neighbors, gently take those out of the garden, gently, and put them in a garbage bag or something and throw them on the garbage truck.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to compost, and we don't need to try to till in or work in that those gardening pestilence from the spring. So get rid of all that stuff. And also the grass, you know, if you need to spray the grass or whatever, get rid of it, then now's the time to get it out. Also, do not, and I, you know, I just throw this out, I do not, don't plant it in the shade.
Oh, yeah.
However,
just a suggestion.
However,
yeah.
You know, I realize I've kind of gone crazy on this shade planting thing. However, if you have a garden and a lot of it's in the shade, and you know, you won't admit it to me. I had a retired preacher the other day. He was standing there lying like a rug to me, you know. I said, that you should have known better. You ought to know better than this guy. Just quit it. Saying he didn't have one in the shade, and sure enough, he had it in the shade, but he said he was too old to fix another garden and to move it, you know.
I might lend him a chainsaw.
Yeah, he went, well, that he don't know. He loved his trees and stuff like that. But anyway, what I'm saying is a lot of the vegetables that are going to do well from here on out,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Including the beets and the broccoli and the Brussels sprouts and the cabbage, those things do not produce a seed, do not produce mm-hmm. a fruit with a seed, such as
yeah.
a tomato.
Yeah.
And they will actually tolerate and do well, well, they won't do well. They will tolerate the shade and do fairly well in the shade. And over half of those that we listed, beets, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, carrots, cauliflower, Swiss chard, collards, garlic, kohlrabi, lettuce, mustard, parsley, radish, spinach will all do well in a semi-shaded area.
Okay,
so
glad
say
to hear that.
If you're going to be that way about it, and you've only got a shade area to do, now's the time to start, because those are the crops that will do well in that, and they can be grown directly from seed, so that it's a cheap fix, so to speak.
That's what I want. That's what I've been looking
for. I know. That's why I said cheap when I was looking in your eyes. That's why I said that.
Hey, our time's gone, but we enjoyed the visit and a lot of good information from Dr. Jerry Parsons, area vegetable specialist with the Extension Service. He'll be back again on Thursday.